This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Let me just check the audio. Let them check the audio, yeah. One of you can check on the phone. I don't know. Yesterday was working too.
Oh, yeah.
Working? Test, test, 1, 2. No? No, I can't hear. Oh. Can you hear too?
Yeah.
We're good. We're good. طيب. Bismillah. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما يا كريم. So we're going to carry on our discussion in the surah. We're going to go all the way until these ayat finish about munafiqeen. We did up to verse number 13 last time. Today we're going to start with wa idha laqul ladina amanu. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا all of you recite وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا
وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا ضلالة بالهدى أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين
فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون
We'll stop here. Inshallah. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So we're just going to do the word analysis, inshallah. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا when they meet الَّذِينَ those آمَنُوا that have believed قَالُوا they say آمَنَّا we believed لَقُوا comes from the root word of لَقِيَ right لَقِيَ لَقِيَ and that's the same word that we have in Urdu مُلَاقَات same word مُلَاقَات to meet someone same word لَقِيَ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ And when they are alone, خَلُوا comes from the root word of خَلَيَا, خَلْوَا, all of the same root words. And that's the same word that we use, خَالِي, something that's empty. Right? So when they empty themselves from these people who they say, oh, we're believers, oh, we're with you. But when they empty themselves, i.e. when they remove themselves from their presence, إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ towards their shayateen, قَالُوا they say, إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ we are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ all we're doing is but mockery. مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ we are the ones who mock. اللَّهُ يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ Allah, He mocks them back. This is a wrong translation. Because we cannot apply mockery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever did the translation, I mean somebody in English, but you know, this is not, I just want to see if they do. In the English. Yeah, even the English translation, but Allah mocks them. Like, Allah does mock. Because any negative sifat do not apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever we have things, يُخَادِعُونَ يَخْدَعُ, whenever it applies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is basically, Allah is like, the way you were thinking of treating me, treating, like, your plot, it fell on you. Right? So basically when Allah says, Allahu يَسْتَهْزِئُ بِهِمْ, it's not that. It's like, the joke was on you. You thought you were going to be able to mock. But Allah is like, "Who yastahzi'u bihim?" The reality is, the fact that Allah is allowing you to do this, that itself is a mockery for you. Okay? So it's not that Allah is choosing to mock that individual. Okay? And that's how we do the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are negative, i.e. when Allah uses them in these sentences. Again, there's a group of scholars that will say, no, we must do isbat of it. That's not, because again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Nasi Allah." Right? Allah can't forget. How can? Allah says, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah, so Allah forgot. No. It's not that. It's the consequence of your forgetfulness. Allah doesn't care about you anymore. Yes, go ahead. يَسْتَهْزِيُوا بِهِنْ إِسْتِزْهَا إِسْتِزْهَا هُزُوَ هُزُوَاً Ha, za, hamza, huzu'a. But istihza, the actual word is istihza. Okay? And that is to mock someone. Okay? Wa yamudduhum, and Allah gives them extend. Madad. You know the word we say mad in the Quran? Read with mad. Read with mad. That mad comes from the same yamuddu. Same word. Yamuddu, to extend something. You know when we say, when I told you, you're reciting, read the mad. What does that mean? Take this and extend it. Similarly, yamudhum, Allah is like, jana, jao. Go ahead. Keep going. You want to go? Keep going. Wa yamudhum fi tughyanihim, in their rebellion, ya'mahoon. They wander blindly. Okay? There's a difference between ama and amah. Ama is a person without ha. Ayn, Mim, and Yak Maksura. That is a person who's blind physically. Amah is the blindness of the heart. Okay? Both are translated in the Quran as Amah, blind. But Amah with a Ha is the blindness of the heart. Ayn, Mim, Ha. Amah is the blindness of heart. Amah, Amya, that is the blindness of the physical eye. Okay, and tughyan comes from taghi, taghaynya, taghi. We have tughyan, tughyani. We say that in Urdu, same word, same meaning, right? Tughyan. To. So tagha is basically to cross the boundary. Okay, taghi is a person who has crossed the boundary. Ulaika alladhina ashtaraw ad-dalala. Ulaika, these are the people, alladhina, those, ishtarau, they have purchased, al-dalala, the misguidance, bilhuda, in exchange. This ba is very interesting over here. Bilhuda, in exchange of guidance. Ba has 17 meanings. In the Arabic language, the word ba is 17 meanings. One of those meanings is in exchange of. One of those meanings is bisabab, because of. And all of that is indicative based on the context. Okay, the general predominant meaning that is there is ba means with, bismillah, right? Okay. So they exchanged misguidance with guidance. Fama, so not, we've already done this. Rabihat. It was profitable, tijaratuhum, their transaction. Okay. Rabihat, rabiha, rabaha, rabiha. Tijaratuhum. What do you think is the root word? Tajir, ta, jim, ra. Okay. Tijara. Ajr is also, I was going to come to that. So, tajir, tijara, tu'jar, all of that, they come from the same, and this is basically, when you say tijara, it's a noun. when you say tajir, it's a noun. But in all of that, the thing that is taking place is reward. Someone is giving, somebody is paying. Someone is giving, somebody is paying. And all of that, and similarly, you have the word ujra, the reward, the payment, the salary. All of that are of silatul qaraba. They are all connected. They're all connected with the act of money revolving around from here to here, here. And the root word over here is ajr. Ajr, hamza, jim ra. And this comes from tijara, right? Tijaratuhum comes from tajir, somebody who's a tajir. Tijaratuhum, the act of engaging into the transactions. Okay. Now it is translated as tijara, but it's actually more trade. Tijara is more trade than transaction. But we'll just go with this, you know, transaction is also, because they're talking about that exchange, that transaction. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ, and they were not going to be guided anyways. مَثَلُهُمْ, their example is كَمَثَلْ, the example of الَّذِي, the one who استوقَدَ, he kindled, that is from the word وقود, وَاوْقَافْتَلْ, استوقَدَ نَارًا, fire, فَلَمَّا, when أَضَاءَتْ, illuminated, مَا حَوْلَهُ, what was around him. We say the word mahal in Urdu. Mahal. Ma, what? Hawl, surrounds. The word hawl actually means, hawawlam, means also sana, ear, something that comes around. Hawl. In zakat, we say, in halal hawlu, when your hawl, i.e. your one ear, since you have reached the nisab, when that reaches, then zakat becomes wajib, right? So hawl is something that comes around. And from there, ma hawl, something that is surrounded. ذهب الله, Allah took away بنورهم, their light, وتركهم, and left them في ظلمات, in the darkness, لا يبصرون, they do not see. We're going to go into that, if we get to that. There's a lot to cover. صمّن, they are deaf ones. بكمن, they are mute. عميون, blind. Fahum, so la yarji'un. Fahum, so they, la yarji'un, are not going to return, or they will not return. Okay? And all of these words, zulumat, nur, sum, bukmun, umyun, when I get to the explanation, we'll talk about them in detail. Okay? And there are words that I'm skipping because I know that we're going to come across them so many times, so then we'll just stick to that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we're going to get into the tafsir of it. There were some notes that were left last time from the ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, so I'm going to begin with that. Due to the shortage of time, we were not able to cover that last time. And also, it is very important to cover it in the context of the recent events that have happened. So it is important for us to understand this aqidah issue. So it's very important for us to understand this. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by telling us about believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the quality of these believers is that they believe in everything they cannot see and hear. Iman bil ghaib is something you cannot see and hear. Okay? So our iman as a believer is premised on the fact that we believe in things that you cannot see and hear. Okay? So that's very important. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but there's also going to be categories of people that no matter how much you try to make them hear, they cannot see, neither can they hear. It's very relevant to ghaib. Because ghaib is all about hearing and believing. Ghaib, iman bil ghaib, is all about believing in that which you cannot hear and cannot see. But Allah is like, then when they're going to come a people, they will be able to see the truth in front of them, but they will not be able to see. They will be able to hear, but it will not affect them. Okay? So Allah is like, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, and as for those people who have done kufr. And then I think you had asked, or somebody else had asked, then what is the details of kufr and stuff like that? So I told you, said I will talk about it again. Sawa'un alayhim, it is equal upon them. A'anzartahum, whether you warn them. Am lam tunzirhum, you don't give them a warning. La yu'minun, O Prophet of Allah, they're not going to believe. This ayah is a tasliyah. This is called ayatul tasliyah. This is important terminology for all of you to know. Ayatul tasliyah. Tasliyah comes from sukoon, to you know, when a baby is crying, you say, calm down, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. So So ayat of tasliyah are ayat that were there to console Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing the counseling. Like these are ayat of counseling basically. Allah is telling Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about things, don't worry about it. I know you're too stressed, but just hear this out. Similarly, many, many ayat in the Quran are going to be ayat of tasliyah. Which Allah is saying that, O Prophet of Allah, the ones who have chosen kufr, you don't need to worry about them. Sawa'un alayhim. You spent 13 years in Makkah. Now you're in here. It doesn't matter. However much you tell them, sawa'un alayhim a'andartahum, whether you give them a warning, am lam tunzirhum, whether you don't give them a warning, la yu'minun, they will not believe. So there's a learning for us over here, and I'll get into the element of kufr, which is an important discussion to have. The learning over here is similarly, as students, as people, your job is to convey the message. There are always going to be people who will not understand, no matter how much you try. As my teacher used to say, you know, he was my coach in workplace and stuff. You know, his name was Zig Ziglar. So Zig Ziglar, he used to say, he's a very famous orator. I don't know if anybody of you have ever heard of him, right? So I took like training classes directly from him in sales and stuff like that. So he used to say, look, it is naive of you to believe that the mockers will not mock, the talkers will not talk, the liars will not lie, the backbiters will not backbite. Because a mocker, what do? They mock. So who's at fault? You are at fault. They will always mock. Talkers will always talk. Mockers will always mock. Backbiters will always backbite. Liars will always lie. It's your naivety to believe that they will not lie. It's your naivety to believe they will not mock. So forget about that and focus on what you have to do. And that's one of the things you have to learn in sales. That there are people who are going to mock you and you just move on to the next person. Here, Prophet ﷺ is being told about this reality of kufr. Now, kufr and iman, both of them, and this is the important part, iman as well as kufr, they have certain shurut. Okay? They both have something very common. Iman is qawli, amali, and i'tiqadi. Qawli, speech. Amali, actions. I'tiqadi, my heart. Okay, so I say something, must have it in my heart, and my actions must conform. Kufr is also the same way. Okay, there are kufr, the you know, al-akbar, the kufr that takes you outside of the fold of Islam. Kufr al-akbar, that kufr is imma qawli, it's either speech, or it is amali. You may do something, or it is i'tiqadi, you may believe in something. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, three examples for each. For qawl, somebody, he curses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah. Okay? My sheikh, my friend, you know, a very good friend of mine, he was a chaplain at the hospital that, you know, the place where we used to live in Canada. And he told us a story that, you know, he walked in this old lady and she was on her deathbed. But she had so much anger and hatred for Allah. So when the sheikh went to speak to her and told her the last moments, let go, just meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with open hearts. You know, just don't hold on to this grudge. And he said, she said, last sentences before she died, she said, I will never forgive Allah. And the sheikh is like, I stepped outside and we heard the heartbeat sound. And then her heart collapsed and she died. That those type of statements, mockery of Quran, mockery of hadith, those are all qawli things that are kufr akbar. It takes you outside of the fold of Islam. And waqis ala dharik, you can think about whatever things people do and you don't want what I'm talking about. That's i'tiqadi. That's belief. There's no such thing as hadith. There's no such thing as that. Oh, you staff of Musa, Asa Musa. What are you talking about? You're thinking, you really want me to believe that Asa Musa became a snake and then A'udhu Billah. Asatirul Awwaleen. These are stories of the people of the past. Don't tell me these things. We hear this all the time in our Pakistani circles. I know at least I go to a da'wat and they will be like this intellectual uncle who thinks he knows everything. Like, you know, what if Imam Sahib, one day we can control the ruh? I said, you won't be able to. No, but one day, what if we can? I said, what if Allah takes your aql away? Don't talk like this in front of everyone. Like, I said, what if? If we're going to go into what ifs, we can go into lots of what ifs. What if Allah takes your aql away? What if you cannot get up from your chair right now and Allah freezes your legs at this very... I said, so you still believe in Allah? Okay? You're just intellectually deluded. So I don't want to have this conversation here. And I don't even like, I put people on their spot right there. I'm like, you know, just shut up. Like, because if I engage with that ignorant, other people think, oh, he is also some. I don't even need to engage with that person. Right? You're completely deluded and somebody needs to call out your delusion. So those are called ihtiqadi issues. When we say namaz kuch nahi hai. Yes, so like what? Okay. Where is the other order coming from? Okay. That's kufr. That's kufr ihtiqadi. To reject some, and that's one of the things that I have. For example, they'll say, life after death, I can believe in it, but not with, I don't know if we're going to come back in physical sense. Portionality, portional belief, exceptionalism in the beliefs. We have to take the definitives. And look, the iman on the six things, i'tiqadi. What are the six things? Amantu billahi. That's how you memorize it. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala. These are the six. These are the six pillars of iman. Any exceptionalism in this? Oh, you know, Jibreel, I don't know who Jibreel, yeah, what Jibreel? Ajib, if you say what Jibreel, you're kafir. This is like so basic in our deen. Okay? And amali. Amali is, for example, somebody rips the Quran. Kafir. Absolutely kafir. Somebody takes the mushaf and rips it. Kufr amali. Okay? Likewise, when all of this incident happened, I sent messages to my shuyukh and I said, I want to understand the hukum of such an individual who uses Quran to legitimize sexual deviances with the child. What is the hukum of such? So some of the most lenient answers I got, and I have those audio recordings of my shuyukh, one of the sheikhs said to me, Sheikh Abdul, I was going to say his name. He told me not to say his name. So one of the sheikhs said, this mas'ala falls under the category of ta'zir. You guys know what ta'zir is? Okay. You know what ta'zir is? It's beautiful. So hukum ta'ziri. So there are capital punishments. Allah has said, stealing, this is the punishment. Murder, this is the punishment. Now, there is a category of a sin that has caused a massive impact. The sin itself is not something that will lead you to a massive capital punishment. But the nature in it which it was done, the qadi or the judge or the hakim or the ruler will decide whether this was severe enough for you to get a capital punishment. For example, somebody sold secrets of a state to the enemy. That in itself, if you said, oh, you know what, we have 20,000 people in the army, it's not going to make a big impact. But if you said, oh, this is where our ammunition is, attack here, the two are two different things. So similarly, in this particular case, when I, the question that I presented to the Sheikh was, what if somebody uses Quran and the ayat to not only promote, to convince a child that this indecency is a good thing, and then enjoys that indecency. So the lenient answer that I got was, this person is supposed to be flogged minimum 200 times publicly, and then he is supposed to be thrown in prison for life. That's the easier. The Sheikh is like, this is the maximum. I don't think this would lead this thing, because he did not do the act. Like, he was not involved. If he was involved in the act, it would be qatl. The rest of the scholars, all of them, they said this person is supposed to be killed. If he was in Muslim lands, would be killed. And his and the most severest one was Allah's Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فَسَادًا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَن يُقَتَّلُوا. They are supposed to be killed. And then what's after that? وَيُصَلَّبُوا. And they're supposed to be hung on a cross. وَتُقْطَعْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. And their hands, like one right hand, one left hand. Right hand, left hand are chopped. And they are hung for the community to see as an ibrah, that never be like this person in the markets. Right? And this is what is really annoying for many of the local speakers, that other than one sheikh, Sheikh Yasir Qadi, the rest of the senior sheikh are completely silent on it. Like, it is not something you can be silent on. It's very bad, right? It's very sad about that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us hidayah. So, amali, kufr, for example, sajda to a grave, okay? We sometimes think it's maybe a shirk. No, that's not shirk. That is kufr. Because that person doesn't believe that grave is Allah. Okay? He believes Allah is there, but he's now trying to go through the grave to Allah. That becomes, it's a major sin. And it can lead to, if he has wrong beliefs about that, that person, that sajda to a grave, can become a kufr, i.e. yukhrijuhu min al-Islam. It will remove him from Islam completely. Then you have kufr saghir or kufr asghar. That kufr is that, for example, kufran al-ni'ma. Oh, you attribute all of the wealth that you have and the prosperity that you have, you attribute it to your degree, not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a lower level of kufr. For example, Prophet said, you know, O woman, do lots of sadaqah, because I saw a majority of you in hellfire. So they asked, Ya Rasulullah, why? He said, because أَكْفَرُ كُنَّ بِبَعْلِكُمْ. You were completely, you used to have kufr of your husband. What does that mean? That he did so many things for you and you did not acknowledge. Kufr over here in that sense is not kufr of iman. It's to acknowledge. So those type of kufr don't fall under their amali kufr, which most Muslims will get involved in. And that is not something of danger, but there are a lot of ayat that talk about it. Now, in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has talked about various different things that are going to happen to an i'tiqadi or an amali or a qawli kafir. Kabir, kufr akbar. Number one is, they are from the khasirun. They're going to be losers. قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, the losers are the ones that have كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَائِنَا. They said, we're not going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people are khasirun. حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Right? These are the people, all of their actions are lost. They won't have any actions. Okay. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. Whosoever does kufr with iman, that person's amal, habita amaluhu, zaya ho gaya, wasted. All of his amal is wasted. Similarly, these are people in maghroor, they are in deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna alladhina kafaru, inil kafiruna illa fi ghurur. Okay? Indeed, kafir are all but in extreme deception. Okay,
مغضوب فأولئك عليهم غضب من الله.
These are the kuffar. These are the people. Upon them is Allah's ghadab. And they're also the ضالون. إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله
وازدادوا كفرا. And then another ayah is the one I'm trying to look for. إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله فقد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا.
The ones who did kufr وصدوا عن سبيل الله, and they prevented people from the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فقد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا.
These people have been misguided of a severe misguidance. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you warnings about this kufr akbar.
And this kufr akbar is a very, very severe thing that may, you know, may Allah protect us from that. And also, obviously, a kafir does not get hidayah from this ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They will not get any guidance.
خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah has placed a seal upon their hearts. وَعَلَىٰ سَمِعِهِمْ, on their hearing. وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, on their sights. غِشَاوَةٌ is a covering. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and they have a severe torment.
Now there's a difference between عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ and عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses all of these. See, عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, a painful punishment, doesn't necessarily have to be huge. One of the worst punishments that they do to a person, right? And this was, I forgot in which prison, was that they would put the prisoner in one place and they would have a tap on top of his head. And they would have that tap drop of water. So neither full flow of water, just drops of water on his head. And that would lead the person to such mental torture that they would sometimes die from just constant drops of water hitting their head. That's عذابٌ أليم. It's a painful عذاب. Okay? So Allah differentiates that. عذاب عظيم, عذاب كبير, عذاب أليم. Similarly, عظيم over here is to understand that the punishment can be extremely painful and it can also be extremely great in its veracity and effect on you. For example, it's extremely painful if you run current through someone. Okay, but higher the current, the greater the adab of that. The greater the adab is, right? Similarly, in Pakistan and in India and in Bangladesh and stuff, they have this punishment with the police. Police does, which is to burn lal mirch. Yeah, so they will bring coal, and they will put red chili on the coal, and the smoke of that will make you go insanely crazy because you can't breathe now, but you have to breathe. You are going to breathe, and that breath is going to have all spices, and your lungs will be filled with spice, and it's just one of the most torturous ways, right? So and Allah says عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, understand that it has two things in it. It is going to be extremely painful, and it is going to be extremely great in either its intensity or the veracity of that عَذَاب. Both can be included in that. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا. Now we get into the category of the people who are the munafiqeen. These munafiqeen were the category of people that existed at the time of Rasulullah ﷺ in Medina. It was nice to be Muslim. So they all entered. Many of them were Jews. It was trendy to be Muslim, so they all entered in Islam. Trendy to be Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now getting us exposed to the third category of people that we should really be careful about. Are these people existing in our societies? 100%. Now, munafiqs are also i'tidi, right? Which means that they truly don't believe, but they pretend to be believers with you. And then you also have munafiqs that are
عملي. So they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a lot of nifaq in their actions. Okay. And sadly, our societies, they have become a victim of this, you know, duality of lives that people live. Kind of the discussion we were having in the morning. This is Islamic environment. This is normal environment. What do you mean that by that? You're a Muslim. You behave the same way in an Islamic environment. You behave the same way in a normal environment. Your environments don't determine how you behave. Okay? Right? One of the girls from the class here, they came to me and they said, my dad is forcing me to wear hijab to come to this class. I said, so you don't wear it outside? He's like, no, I don't. And I told my dad, I don't want to be a hypocrite. But he says, no, if you're going to this class, you're going to wear abaya and hijab. But then afterwards, you can take it off and you can be completely roaming around in Walmart with no hijab. And wearing not even full pants, your thighs showing and stuff. But this class, you must be wearing hijab. This is how we nurture nifaq in our children. This is how we nurture nifaq in our children. Hypocrisy. If she doesn't wear, let her be herself in the class. And one of the mothers, she was so afraid to register because she was like, I don't know if my daughter is going to fit in because all the other women are hijabis. And she says, Mom, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. All these girls, I know them in school. I know them in this school and Denmark school and this, and they don't wear hijabs. As a matter of fact, they're like horrible people. At least I'm a good Muslim. I don't swear. I don't do any of that. So nifaq is a very big issue that we have in our society right now. And the more we talk about it, the less it is. That's what we're facing right now. And the main source of that, and what you just saw with this whole event also, is also nifaq. It's a very high level of nifaq at the end of the day. Two faces. What's your question? Yeah, alhamdulillah. All of these girls, so we ran like an entire program for a year and a half, 2 years. And all the mosques, they were very, very upset because you're allowing a girl to come into a musalla without hijab. I said, there's no hukum in any sharia that tells a woman to wear a hijab in the musalla. Her hijab should be worn for a man, not for a musalla. Her hijab is, the hukum of hijab is for non-mahram men, not non-Islamic and Islamic spaces. So I was very adamant about that. I said, I'm not going to force any of the... So many of the girls would literally enter the masjid and they would take off the hijabs. Because they were not wearing outside. So I told them, I said, I don't want you to be a munafiq here. So if you don't wear the hijab, you take it off here. Be yourself. When you're ready to wear it, you put it on. Out of the 18 girls, I think we had 16 of them that were not wearing, or maybe 15. Most of them were not wearing. All of them today wear hijab on their own, not their parents. Because our job as teachers is to provide them the space. And the reason she is fighting hijab is because her iman is not there. We have to work on the iman. When iman is going to come, everything else is going to come. Right? Iman is going to come, everything else is going to come. So this is nifaq amali, which is a very big problem in our society. So read these ayat with not necessarily nifaq of i'tiqad, because we have very rare cases of that. We do have them, but we have rare cases of that. This applies to me. And the reason for that is, look at Umar radiallahu anhu. He was so afraid of nifaq. Remember the story with, you know, Umar radiallahu anhu, there was a very famous person died at the time of Rasulullah, at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. So who was his? Hudhaifa ibn Yaman. Hudhaifa ibn Yaman, Umar radiallahu anhu got up to pray the janazah because he was a very prominent person. So Hudhaifa ibn Yaman grabbed him. He said, لا Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, sit. So obviously he's like, what is going on? So then he's like on that list? He's on the list. He's a munafiq on that list. And then what happened? Umar radiallahu anhu, he grabbed Hudhaifa. And he said, أَنْشُدُكَ بِاللَّهِ, I ask you for the sake of Allah, tell me if my name is on that list. This is Umar. Okay, we had 17 or 18 ayat of the Quran that came down because he took a position different than Rasulullah and Allah affirmed his position. He is a person, Prophet said, if there was a Nabi that would come after me, it would be Umar. And he was worried about nifaq. Right? And the greatest fitna that we have today is when we believe, I have reached. I have nothing to do now. I'm a very good Muslim. I come to Salah, or I donate, or I do this, or I do whatever. I volunteer. Now I am such a good Muslim, everybody else is below me. And that, Imam Ghazali says, is the greatest fitna. Because you reach a level of arrogance that none of that person's amal is accepted. It's very scary. So now Allah is giving you a glimpse of that. We're going to have long conversations on nifaq. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from the people, مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا, there are people who are going to say, we believe. آمَنَّا in what? Believe in what? آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, we believed in Allah and the day of Akhirah. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, and they are not true believers. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ, they deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُخَادِعُونَ, they deceive Allah, وَالَّذِينَ, and those آمَنُوا, they believed. So they're deceiving Allah and the believers. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ, all they believe, deceive is themselves. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they don't even perceive. See, what happens to a munafiq is that he starts believing the false identity that he has created for himself so much that they don't even realize that they are now munafiqs. That's what this ayah is talking about. Everybody around can see. And we all know what I'm talking about. We know of an individual that has an issue. Everybody around is seeing it. He is the only one that doesn't see it. We all know this. We all know, like, arey, tumhe nazar kyun nahi aa raha? Why can't you see it? Because Allah is like, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And shu'ur is perception that is equal to a hair's length of understanding. That baal barabar bhi samajh nahi aati usse. You're not able to even perceive all of your actions of yours. Ajeeb. Okay. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Why? Because in their heart, there is a disease. What is the disease? Right? Allah is like, they have a disease. The disease of nifaq. The disease of two-facedness. The disease of yahan pe kuch, wahan pe kuch. The disease of two-facedness. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so we increase them in their disease. Why did Allah increase them in their disease? Why didn't cure them? They don't want to get cured. Because Allah gave them multiple choices to get cured. Multiple choices. They made a conscious choice to become a munafiq. They are in environment. You're going to see that afterward. They are in environments. Okay? They are in environments. All the time they see people. All the time. They are in environments where their iman is resuscitated, but they don't want to. So I was like, if you're going to choose to not listen, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفِرُونَ, and they have a punishment, a very severe one. Again, remember, عَذِيمٌ كَبِيرٌ أَلِيمٌ. These are all varying different. Allah wants to emphasize that the punishment they will be given is going to be, whether it is great in size or small in size, the punishment, the identity, the characteristics you need to remember is it's a painful punishment. Bima kanu yakdibun, because they used to do kadhib, i.e. they used to lie or deny the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recently, one of these Pakistani orators, well known, we all know what I'm talking about, he doesn't believe in hadith much and stuff, right? Like, subhanallah, how could you read all of the ayat of the Quran. And then they say, Quran mein kaha likha hai sharab haram hai? Where does Quran say that sharab is not haram? And then you start giving, it says, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says in the Quran, right? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. Which means that you can be, the way it means is don't go to the salah if until وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ. So you can drink up till where you can understand what you say. The ayah says you can drink حَتَّى تَعْلَمُوا مَا تَقُولُونَ. Until the state where now, if you don't know what you're saying, before that, one or two glasses, ek gaat peg marne se kuch nahi hota. I was just like, what? Where did that come from? Like, we have weird. Bima kanu yakribun. They see the ayat, and then there's open. And I have never seen that tafsir of that. Problem is, this person doesn't know basics of Quran. That ayah was mansukh, yes. So if a person drinks alcohol, he's getting help with alcohol? So, okay, beautiful. So if you're seeking help, Jazakallah khair for that question, whoever is listening. If you are an alcoholic and you are rectifying yourself, you're seeking help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your du'as anytime if you do sincere tawbah. The three conditions of a sincere tawbah is number one, that you stop the act of drinking, intoxication, marijuana, whatever that is, you stop it immediately. You're seeking help for that, so you're already on the step of that. The second is you make promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will not do it again. And with addictions, it becomes very difficult, right? And then whoever that brother or sister is that is going through that difficulty, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for you. This is the reality. We don't want to talk about it, but you know, we have a massive addiction and drinking problem within our community. Maybe not to the level, but casual drinking is a very normal thing. I was a bit shocked, like within Muslims, it's like, yeah, it's okay. I just went and had a glass of beer. I'm good enough to drive. Right? So the person's dua will be accepted. Number two is you stay away from it and promise. And number three, you feel a high level of remorse about the sin that you have done. Okay. Now, if you happen to fall back again, you resolve, you get back right up, and you make tawbah again. Now, when it comes to drinking, when it comes to addictions, when it comes to any form of addictions, I always tell people, imams are not the resource to go to. You have to go to an addiction clinic. They have resources, they have professional people that have been trained to understand the psychology, the triggers of the brain, and they can help you in much better. And it's also even better for a Muslim because you save the shame of coming out in public and talking, and what if somebody hears about it and stuff. Get it done. Now, you come to Imam for spiritual help like the brother or the sister is asking, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help that person. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. These are the same people when you tell them, man, don't do this facade in this world. Why are you causing this facade? What did they say? إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. We have no intention to harm anyone. We're just trying to help. We're just trying to build islah. Most of the facade that takes place within our households, between families. Popo aa gayi, flana aa gaya. They're all dramas of that, right? Our entire, just watch Pakistani dramas. You'll know everything, right? I don't watch, but I get to see clips here and there. I'm like, wow. Ye bhi hota hai? Right? Ye bhi hota hai? I'm like, it's things that, and what happens? All of the premise is what? Innama nahnu muslihun. We are here to just do Islam. We're here to rectify. I have no intent. No, mashallah, your wife is amazing. Plus, you know, few things here and there. Right? That's the main issue that we have, right? And these are the people that are major. Allah is like, Allah, innahum humul mufsid. And look at how many emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes. Allah, innahum, hum, three emphases, right? Verily, inna, indeed, hum, they, another hum, they themselves, al-mufsidun, al-aliflam, al-mufsidun, are the corruptors. Okay? Likewise, we as a community cannot, and again, it's up to the community. When we know of a person or an individual that even if they have an allegation, okay, if they have an allegation that is of a severe nature, our job is as a community and community within the community and certain people of the community is to remove that person from a public trust position. Say, figure your allegations out, then you can come back. Figure your allegations out. We're not saying you did it or not. But when you have allegations of that severity of nature, that person has to be removed completely from. One of the answers that my sheikh said is the person is, يُقْطَعْ إِلَاقَتَهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ. That person is supposed to be, you can't leave your house. You're a danger to the society. Right? So when these things happen, when fasad happens, Allah calls them out that you are the corruptors. Two things here. When we know that there is fair corruption happening, 90% of the time, why don't people call out the corruption? We don't want to cause fasad, right? But if you don't call out the corrupt as the corrupt, you become the mufsid. That is why Allah doesn't shy away. Ala, inna, hum, al, five emphasis. Al mufsidun, they are causing fasad. You call it out. And once our community learn, and look at all of our countries, Pakistan, whatever is happening. You know, I just heard today on the world democratic score, Palestine is higher in democracy than Pakistan. Palestine is like 16 or 17 number out of 100. Pakistan is 3.25. Why? Because we know all of us that are from Pakistan, we know our family members that are well-to-do and nobody says, my life is going well. Just stay together. Everything is going well for me. Right? Until it is not. Ala innahum humul mufsiduna walakin la yash'urun. The same issue. They don't have even a perception that they are the corruptors. Wa idha qila lahum, can we go a little bit further? You guys have to go somewhere. We can go, right? Wa idha, you have to work? Oh, mashallah. A little bit. We have to close at 9:30. I'm just going to see if I can. So, we'll finish till the last week one. The next ayah. Okay. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا, and when it is told to them to believe. Okay. آمِنُوا. Two meanings here. Aminu, to believe. And the second meaning over here is don't cause peace. From aminu, i.e. become those who become peaceful. I.e. don't cause any fasad. Kama aman al-nas. Look at other people. They have also believed or they have also, you know, people are peaceful here. Qalu, they say, anu'minu kama aman al-sufaha. You want to be like these foolish people? Okay. So that is one of the traits of a munafiq. Whenever he does not have any substantiative arguments with you, they will diminish your intellectual image in front of other people. Sufaha, bewakuf. He doesn't understand. She doesn't understand. This is a tactical, like one of the biggest telltale signs for me when I'm talking to some individual. The first thing is that, Sheikh, you don't understand. I'm like, you stop talking to that person right away. You stop. You just stop. Because he has said that. Kama amana sufaha. The quality is they look at the ones who have true iman or who may have the right understanding of the deen, which is different from their understanding. They're like, ye bewakoof hai. We see this all the time. What are you talking about? This is unfortunate. We see this so many times. So many times. Like because of this issue, I had to speak to my sheikh and I was talking to him. And I said, you know, we have a small project that we're starting and what advice would you give? He said, train your team to become summun, bukmun, umyun to all evil talks. Somebody comes and talks to you about him. Summun bukun umyun. I can't hear, I can't listen. When you do that, and when your core team becomes a complete wall, and you support the team, the team makes sure that you also remain as a wall. So that you're open to feedback saying, Sheikh, I know too many people come to you. Be careful about that. So people warn you and you warn them, the core team, and don't listen to anything. You know what's going to happen? He said, all the people who would want to be part of the project to cause fasad, they will not come there. Why? Because they will not get what they want. Right? When they're not able to hear and bounce off ideas, or you said what she said that, he said that, no, they're not going to be able to get that. They will automatically. And that's very important. Rasulullah, he prevented that. Person came, even at the time of Umar. A person came, did you hear? Well, that person was saying this is, he's like, call the guy. He's like, hold him. Bring me my sword, my stick. He said, firstly, there was no reason for you to tell me that. So first, I'm going to beat you 10 times just because you destroyed my mood. Right? Like, you know, you need to get ta'addab. أَنَّكَ خَرَّبْتَ عَلَيَّ الصَّبَاحِ. صُبَحُ اُرْتِسَاتِ, in the morning, you started with a bad news for me. Second, this was knowledge that I didn't need. You came to me for no reason and provided me information that I didn't need. So you also need to be beaten for that. Third, you did a ghibah of your brother. And now you're going to get 50 more for that. Everybody, imagine, like, everybody around saw that. And there was zero tolerance for these things. Okay? قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولا وإذا where did we go الله yeah ألا إنهم هم السفهاء. Allah affirms no, it's not the ones who have believed, not the ones who are trying to learn and who have proper understanding, they are the foolish ones. They are, again, look, ألا إن هم السفهاء. Five emphases. When something is foolish, when someone is foolish, and we verify that that act or that person or that individual is acting with foolishness, you call it out. You let the leaders call it out, or you tell that, brother, this is not appreciated. Don't do this again. We have to stop it right at that moment. When you do that, nobody else is going to come. They'll be quiet. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like saying that they don't have ilm. Because ilm is very appropriate with بِوَقُوفِ, with somebody being foolish. The cure of foolishness is ilm. So over here, iman, these people of iman had ilm. They called the people of iman foolish people. So Allah is like, these people are the actual foolish one because they don't have any knowledge. They are calling knowledgeable people with iman foolish people. They themselves don't have any knowledge. That is the connection for ilm over here. We'll stop over here, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice in amal what we learn. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim taslima kathira. Wa barik illahumma ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha maulaha ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha anta waliyuha maulaha ya rabbal alameen. اللهم تقبل منا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.